次的地点提前的敬拜，大家都没有迟到，我们真的感谢主。
So thank our Lord that this is our first worship of the new year, and everybody came on time.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Father, we come before your presence to give you thanks.
感谢你在过去一年引导你的教会，引导你的儿女。
Thank you for your leading of the church and your children.
引导我们来到新的一年。
You led us right into the new year.
天父，就求主你在新的一年继续祝福你的教会，祝福每一个你的儿女。
May you continue to bless your church and your children.
让我们每个人的生命能够在主你的真道上一起来长进。
So that we may grow in your truth.
让我们一起来跟随主，一起来荣耀你的名。
So that we will follow you and glorify your name.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天跟大家想分享一个题目，就是叫新年新更新。
The topic of today's sermon is New Year and New Update.
那我们很多人呢，有手机，有电脑。
So many of you that have computers and cell phones.
那么这些装置呢，用一段时间，那么这个系统呢，就需要维护和更新。
So after a period of time that you need to renew.
那么否则呢，这些运行的速度就会变慢，或者一些功能就不能顺利的进行，或者就不能使用了。
Otherwise, you may not be able to use it or may become very slow and may lose some of the function.
其实我们每个人的身体呢，也是一个系统。
So our body is a system.
那么我们需要经常的来顾惜和保养我们的身体，才能保持健康。
We need to cherish our health, take care of ourselves.
那我们信主后，那么神就赐给我们每个人一个新的生命。
So after we become a believer, we receive a new life from our God.
那么其实这个新的生命呢，其实也是一个系统。
So this new life is a system.
它也需要我们经常的维护和更新。
We also need to maintain it and renew it.
那么这样，我们的属灵的生命，我们才会健康的成长。
Only by doing so, our spiritual life can grow.
那神给我们的各样的恩赐才能发挥功用。
Because of God's gifts, then we can function.
我们才能真正的结出圣灵的果子来。
Then we can bear fruits of the Spirit.
那么我们新的一年呢，刚刚开始。
We just start a new year.
那回顾我们过去的一年，我们一起走过的每一天。
So we look back.In the past year, all the days that we have passed.
那我们有欢喜，我们也有伤心。
So there were sorrows, there were joy.
我们有收获，我们也有失去。
We have a harvest, we have loss.
但是不管怎么样，我们不得不像诗篇127篇第一节那样的来感恩，来赞美我们的神。
So no matter what, we have to praise our Lord according to Psalm 127.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Psalm 127, the first verse. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
那为了在新的一年呢，我们的属灵的生命能够健康的成长。
So in order for our spiritual life to grow in this new year,
那么借着刚才我们读的经文
through the passage we have just read,
我想从三个方面和大家分享。
I want to share with you from three different perspectives.
我们的属灵生命在新的一年需要哪些的更新？
So what things we need to renew in our new life, new year?
我们需要更新我们的内心。
We need to renew our heart.
我们需要更新我们的标准。
We need to renew our standard.
我们也需要更新我们的目标。
We need to renew our target.
我们首先需要更新我们的内心。
First, we need to renew our hearts.
每位基督徒都有一个属肉体的生命，也有一个属灵的生命。
So all Christians have a spiritual life and a flesh life.
我们信主之后和信主之前相比，
So to compare your believing before you're a believer and afterwards,
我们的身体依然会逐渐的衰老。
Our body continue to weaken.
我们的头发会变白。
Our hair will grow.
我们的皱纹会增多。
So we'll have wrinkles.
我们的眼睛会老化。
So we'll have a bad vision.
我们的手脚四肢也会变得不如以前灵活。
So we don't function very well with our arms and legs.
所以很多人都害怕衰老。
So people are afraid of getting weak.
但是呢，属灵的生命却不是这样的变化。
But the spiritual life does not change like this.
就像保罗在哥林多后书四章十六节，也就是我们刚才读的，他说：“所以我们不上胆。”虽然外体虽然损坏毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
So Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.
也就是说，对基督徒而言，我们的肉体虽然会衰老，但是我们的内心却不是这样。
So even as a Christian, our body will become wasting, but our spirit will not.
因为我们有主基督赐给我们的一个新的生命。
We have a new life from Christ.
这个生命是一个内心不断更新的生命。
So this new life will continue to renew itself.
那虽然我们年龄的增长，但是我们会认识神更多更深。
As we grow older, we know God more and deeper.
我们和神的关系会更亲更近。
We become more intimate with God.
我们的生命会日日更新。
So our life will renew itself day by day.
那么内心的更新其实直接体现在我们言语的一些改变上。内心的更新体现在我们的言语的改变上。
So the renewal of our heart start with our language.
那么主耶稣在马太福音十二章三十到三十五节这样对法利赛人说，他说：“毒蛇的种类，你们既是恶人，怎能说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。”
So in Matthew, that Our Lord Jesus told the Pharisees, You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person, out of his good treasure, brings forth good. And the evil person, out of his evil treasure, brings forth evil.
其实我们信耶稣之前呢，都是在魔鬼的权势之下。
So before our conversion, we're under the bondage of Satan.
我们活在罪恶和过犯之中，我们不认识神。
We live in transgressions and we do not know God.
我们过的生活是一个以自己为中心的生活。
So we live a self-centered life.
所以我们信耶稣之后呢，我们才从主那里得到了一个新的生命。
So after our conversion, we receive a new life from Christ.
所以是一个不断需要更新的生命。
Is a life that will continue to renew.
2019年呢已经过去了。
So 2019 is gone.
我们现在已经进入了新的一年2020年。
Now we are into 2020.
那么但愿我们每位弟兄姐妹，那么随着年岁的增长，我们的内心也能够得到更新。
So as we grow a year old, so that we also renew our heart.
那么在新的一年呢，能够靠着神的恩典来改变我们过去不讨神喜悦的一些言语。
So by the grace of God, in this new year, we may change the things what did not please our Lord in the last year.
那么只有这样的，我们才能体现出我们内心的改变来。
Only by doing so, we can experience the change in our hearts.
我们以前可能讲话从来不想对方的感受。
Maybe we speak in the past, we do not consider others' feelings.
那么怎么说就怎么说。
So we'll do as we think.
想说什么就说什么。
What we think, were saved.
我们说话骚人从来不当回事儿。
So we may speak things without consider others' feelings.
那么在新年的开始呢，我们都当来到主的面前来思想我们过去一年在言语上的过犯。
So as the beginning of the year, let's come before the presence of the Lord and change our transgressions in language.
来承认我们的罪。
To confess our sins.
那么在新的一年呢，能够真正的悔改，远离这些罪。
So that new year comes and we can really repent and stay away from such sins.
那我们做丈夫的呢，我们有没有和妻子发过脾气？
So as a husband, have you lost your temper towards your wife?
说一些伤人的话。
You may have said things hurt you.
我们做妻子的有没有说一些不敬重丈夫的话
？So for the wives, have you said anything that disrespectful?
那么做父母的，我们有没有惹儿女的气，说一些伤害他们的话
？So as parents, have we hurt our children?By our language.
我们做儿女的有没有在言语上态度上不敬重你的父母
As children, have you showed disrespect towards your parents?
那么就是我们主内的弟兄姐妹们之间，我们有没有在言语上互相的有过伤害
So as between brothers and sisters, have we hurt each other in our language?
如果我们有这些的过犯，我们就都当悔改。
If we have such sins, we should repent.
那么来更新我们的内心，从今以后我们不能这样讲话。
So we need to renew our hearts so that we will not do the same in the past.
不管在家里、在教会还是在其他的地方。
It doesn't matter where are you at home, church, and other places.
我们更当多说造就人的话、和睦的话。
We need to speak.Words that can edify people.
那么多鼓励和安慰。
So we encourage and we comfort people.
少挑剔和责备。
Do not find fault and rebuke.
那我们这一周的教会的一起的读经计划，我们刚刚读过主耶稣他的登山宝训。
In our church, we have just studied the Sermon on the Mount.
那么他在马太福音七章三节来提醒我们。
In Matthew chapter 7.
他说为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺却不想自己眼中有良木呢
Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye but do not notice the log that is in your own eye
他在这里主耶稣教导我们在评判他人之前我们应该先审查我们自己的内心是否清洁
So here the Lord teaches us that before we criticize others, we need to examine ourselves.
那么有人说，我说话就是这样的习惯，我不是故意的想伤害人。
Some people say that's the way I talk. I didn't mean to hurt people.
其实我们仔细想一想，这是我们自己为自己找借口罢了。
So this is just finding an excuse.
那么言语一定是我们内心的体现。
So the language is what our hearts think.
我们属灵的生命的状况，直接透过我们的言语表现出来。
So our spiritual status shows up by our language.
所以我们要想更新我们的言语，那我们必须要更新我们的内心。
If we want to renew our languages, and we need to renew our hearts.
那我们怎么样来更新我们的内心呢
？How do we renew our heart?
那么没有别法，只有一种方法。
There's only one way.
就是靠着神的恩典来多亲近神。
So by the grace of God, draw near to God.
那么主耶稣在约翰福音十五章五节这样告诉我们他说我是葡萄树你们是枝子藏在我里面的我也藏在他里面这人就多结果子因为离了我你们就不能做什么
So in John 15:5 our Lord says I am the vine you are the branches with whoever abides in me I in him because without me you can do nothing
那么但愿我们每个弟兄姐妹新的一年呢能够多祷告
So I wish we would every one of us would pray more
能够多读多听多想多记神的话语
So we can read more we think more and remember more about God's word
使我们的内心能够不断的更新
So our hearts will continue to renew
改变我们过去不好的不良的言语语言习惯
So change our past words and the bad habits.
那么如果我们没有什么好的话，或者认为我们所讲的话会伤害他人。
If we don't have anything good to say or we don't want to hurt other people,
我们就最好不要讲这些话。
So just refrain from talking.
我们要说就要说造就人的话，鼓励人的话。
If we want to talk, we need to talk words that would edify people, encourage people.
我们再来看我们新年的另一个需要的更新。
Now let's look at another renewal.
那就是要我们要更新我们的行事为人的标准。
So we need to renew the standards as our deeds.
那么使徒保罗呢，他在哥林多后书五到十六五章十六到十七节，他这样讲，他说：所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.It says, from now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once regarded the Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no more. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
那么保罗在信主之前和信主之后，他判断事物的标准他改变了。
So Paul changed the way he judged things after he became a Christian.
因为他在基督耶稣里成了一个新造的人。
Because he became a new creation in Jesus Christ.
他不再凭外貌看人了。
He no longer judged people by their appearance.
他有了一个新的标准。
He has a new standard.
这个标准就是耶稣基督他的教导。
So the new standard is the teaching of Jesus Christ.
那么保罗曾经以犹太人的标准来对照自己，而且引以为豪。
So Paul used to judge people by the Jewish standard, and he was proud of it.
那么他在腓立比书三章五到六节这样的来，就是自己很骄傲的说。他说：“我第八天受隔离，我是以色列人，便雅悯支派的人。”是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
So he said in Philippians chapter 3, circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal,a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless.
大家看到没？保罗这里用的都是我这样，我那样来标榜自己。
So he was here just proud of himself, says, I did this, I did that.
但是他信主之后，他把以前认为好的，一切引以为豪的，以为自己对自己有益的，那么都因为当初都现在都认为是有损的。不屑一顾了。
So after his conversion, whatever he used to think he was proud of, what thought was good for him, is no longer.
因为他现在找到了一个至宝。
Because he found a surprising treasure.
这就是耶稣基督。
That's Jesus Christ.
所以他在腓立比书的三章七到八节，他说：“只是我先前以为对于我有益的。”我现在因为基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
So in verse 7 to 8, Paul says, But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I counted everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，那么在新的一年的开始，我们有没有考虑过要更新我们的旧的标准呢？
So, brothers and sisters, have you thought about renewing your standard during the new year?
我们判断是我的旧标准是什么呢？
What was your old standard?
你对我好，我也对你好。
If you're good to me, I'll good to you.
你对我不好，我就对你不好。
If you don't, you're not good to me, I won't good to you.
对不对？这是我们行事为人的一个普遍标准。
Is that right? Is that what we do?
但是主耶稣呢，在马太福音五章四十六到四十八节这样的教导我们，他说：“你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？你们若单请你们朋友的、你弟兄的安，比人有什么好处呢？这是外邦人也不是这样行吗？所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。”
So, Jesus said in Matthew 5, "For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than other? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect."
所以我们当有的新标准就是主耶稣为我们设立的标准。
So our new standard was set by our Lord Jesus.
不是我们自己想自己设立的标准。
We didn't set that standard.
那么根据马太福音十八章二十一节，那么有一次呢，彼得问耶稣，他说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？”
So in Matthew chapter 18, Peter once asked Jesus.And he said, that, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?
那么按照犹太人他们的传统，一个人原谅另一个人三次就可以了。
According to the Jewish tradition, you only need to forgive somebody three times.
其实这和我们中国人我们经常说的事不过三这个很相似。
It's just like the Chinese saying,Will never go over three times.
所以彼得呢，以为他自己饶恕人七次，这已经超出了一般的标准了。
So Peter thought if he can forgive somebody seven times, that's much better.
他以为主耶稣可能会称赞他，可能。
He thought that Jesus may praise him.
但是主耶稣在二十二节接着说：“我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。”
So Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times.” But 77 times.
所以虽然主耶稣这里说是七十个七次，也就是四百九十次。
So it's like 490 times.
但他这儿的真正的意思是，让我们要用爱心来完全的饶恕人。
So the true meaning of that is we need to completely forgive one with our love.
不是多少次，乃是完全的饶恕。
It's not how many times, it's complete.
那么其实呢，耶稣知道呢，彼得内心接受不了他这样的一个标准。
So Jesus knew that Peter cannot accept such a standard.
所以紧接着呢，他就给这个彼得呢讲了一个不饶恕人的恶仆人的比喻。
So he continued to tell Peter a parable for not forgiving people.
那么这个比喻大家也都很熟悉。
I think you're all familiar with it.
就是那个一个仆人，他欠了他主人一千万银子。
So there was a servant who owed his master, 100,000 talent.
所以他恳求他的主人，主人就赦免了他的债了。
So he asked his master to forgive his debt.
但是那个仆人的同伴呢，只欠他十两银子。
But his friend who owed him only 10 talent.
所以他就硬逼着他还，那么。这个仆人央求他也不管用。
So he forced him to pay back, but he would not forgive him.
所以呢，主人知道这件事情以后，就大怒，来严厉的惩罚了这个恶仆人。
So his master learned about this, became very angry, and rebuked this servant.
所以耶稣基督在讲完这个比喻之后呢，在马太福音十八章三十五节告诉门徒，他说：“你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父。”也要这样来待你们了。
So after this parable, Jesus continued to say, "So also my heavenly Father will do every one of you if you do not forgive the brothers from your heart."
其实呢，我们都欠主无数的债。
We have actually owed our Lord many, many, many.
就像这个欠了一千万银子的这个仆人。
Just like there's 100,000 talents.
所以这么多的债，我们没有一个人能还得起。
No one can pay back those debts.
那么是主耶稣他免了我们的债。
It's our Lord Jesus forgave our debts.
叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that we shall not perish, but have eternal life.
那么也许呢，有人不止一次的冒犯了我们，
Maybe somebody have offended us many times.
不止一次的伤害过我们，
have hurt us not many, not just one time.
那我们要怎么样来对待他呢？
So how are we going to treat him?
那么别忘了，主耶稣呢，在马太福音6:14-15，他也这样的来告诉我们。
So our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 14 and 15.
他说你们饶恕人的过犯，你们天父也必饶恕你们的过犯，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
So for if you forgive others their trespasses, your Father will forgive you. If you do not forgive their trespasses against you, your Father will not forgive your trespasses.
弟兄姐妹们，但愿天父饶，那么你愿意不愿意天父饶恕你的过犯呢？
So would you like our Heavenly Father forgive your trespasses?
那么如果愿意的话，我们就要彼此的包容。
If you want to, then we need to tolerate each other.
我们要彼此的饶恕。
We'll forgive each other.
那么主饶恕了我们，我们也要，主怎么样饶恕我们，我们也要怎么样饶恕他人。
How does the Lord forgive us? We should also forgive others.
那我们可能有许多的标准需要更新。
We may have many standards need to be renewed.
那我们就从我们更新我们饶恕的标准开始。
So we start in the standard of forgiveness.
那么在言语上用饶恕来，那么来用主的爱来饶恕那些伤害过我们的人。
So we forgive those who have hurt us with love from Christ.
也更用主的爱来爱我们身边的所有的人。
And love all the ones in our midst by the love of Christ.
那么除了更新我们的内心和那么心里，我们也需要更新我们的目标。
We also need to renew our target.
那么使徒保罗他在腓立比书3:13-14，那么告诉腓立比的基督徒。
So he, Paul says in Philippians 3:13.
那么其实他也是在鼓励每一位信耶稣的人来学习他的榜样。
So he is also used that to encourage all the people who believe in our Lord.
他说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在耶稣基督里从上面召我来的奖赏。”
So he says, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it on my own. But one thing I do not forget is what lies behind. I do forget what lies behind and striving forward what lies ahead.
那么也就是说，我们每位弟兄姐妹，那么我们信主得救以后的生命历程，就像跑一场马拉松比赛。
So.Our life after our conversion is like a marathon.
那么只要我们按照神所定的规则，跟随主尽力地跑完全程。
All we need to is to run through the course according to the principles set up by our Lord.
那我们都会得到在基督里神为我们预备的奖赏。
We all receive the reward God provided us.For us in Christ.
我们能得到什么奖赏取决于我们在这段行程中的表现。
So what kind of reward we get depends on how we behave ourselves during this process.
那么在启示录的第二章和第三章，那么主耶稣呢，透过他的使者给七个教会写了信。
So in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3,Our Lord Jesus wrote letters to the seven churches.
那么他对这七个教会都有不同的评价。
For the each of those seven churches, he has a different judgment.
这七个教会就代表我们地上所有的教会。
So the seven churches represents all the churches on the earth.
那大家如果读了这段这给七个教会的信，你会发现主耶稣对每个教会都有一句话是一样的。
So if you read this letters, you will realize what the Lord said. There's one sentence our Lord said the same to all seven churches.
大家读完仔细读完就会发现这句话就是说我知道你。
So this is what he said, I know you.
那我们上周呢在查经的主题是从真耶看神。
So last Friday, we were studying to know God from the book of Proverbs.
那我们经文，从经文中我们知道，我们所信的神是一位无所不在、无所不能、无所不知的神。
So from the scripture, we know that God is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient.
也就是说，我们不管是在教会、在家里，或者在任何一个地方，我们所行所作，都知道。
So it doesn't matter where we are, whatever we do, whatever we say, our Lord, our God knows.
神会按照我们所行的给我们奖赏。
So God will reward us according to our deeds.
没有一项的劳苦是徒劳的。
There's no labor is in vain.
那么得神的奖赏是使徒保罗人生旅程的最终目标。
So the utmost goal for our Paul.Is to receive the reward from God.
其实这个目标也应该成为我们所有的弟兄姐妹，我们的生命旅途的目标。
So this should be also the same goal for all of us.
那么要达到这个目标，我们就要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
So in order to reach that goal, we ought to forget what's behind and the streaming what's ahead.
保罗在哥林多前书的十五章五十八节他这样讲过，他说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可动摇，常常竭力，多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
So Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58, Therefore my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the LordKnowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
我们教会中有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们在不辞不辛劳苦的在教会中服事。
So we have many brothers and sisters who work very hard in the church.
那么他们教导他们服事。
So
他们教导他们服事，做各样教会所需要的。
谁教导？
就是这些服事的人。
Those people who work, they also teach.
所以呢，所有我们在主里面的辛劳，主一定会纪念，都不是徒劳的。
So they teach us that all the work we do in the Lord are not in vain.
我们知道保罗呢，最后为主殉道。
So we know that Paul eventually was martyred.
那么他在地上其实什么好处也没得着。
He did not receive any good things.On the earth.
但是他在提摩太后书四章七到八节告诉提摩太，他说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
So in 2 Timothy Paul says, I have fought a good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
我们前面讲到教会历史上一位第一位的执事斯提凡。
We have said that the first deacon in the church history was Stephen.
那么地上的好处他什么也没得到。
He did not receive anything good on the earth.
他为主殉道。
He martyred for our Lord.
但是神给他的奖赏却是非常的大。
But our Lord gave him the great reward.
那么他在最后的话语中我们可以看到，他看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在了神的右边。
So he saw at last he saw the glory of God And he saw the Lord Jesus on the right-hand side of God.
我们知道主耶稣本来是坐在父神的右边。
We know that Lord was Jesus was sitting on the right hand.
但是斯提凡因主所喜爱，主要奖赏他。
But Stephen was God want to reward him.
他从主的右边站起来，亲自来接主接斯提凡去到主耶稣那里。
So our Lord Jesus stood up to receive.Stephen back to him,
接他回到天家
to return to the home.
弟兄姐妹们，其实我们在这个世界上，那么追求的目标，我们到底是什么呢？
So what is the purpose we are searching for?
那么是名声吗？
Is a fame?
是地位吗？
Is position?
是钱财吗？
Is money?
那么若我们在基督里，那么这些呢，都不应成为我们人生的目标。
This shouldn't be our purpose of life in Christ.
我们没有带到来到这个世界，我们什么也没有带来。
We did not bring anything to this world.
我们离开这个世界的时候，我们也什么也带不走。
We're not going to take any with us either.
所以在新年的开始呢，我们都当审查我们自己的人生的目标。
So at the beginning of the year, we should all examine.Our purpose in life.
我们说基督徒最终的目标乃是要得神的奖赏。
So the ultimate purpose for a Christian is to receive the reward from God.
但是为了达到我们最后的这个最终的目标，我们往往是要设立一个一个的小目标，实现了才能达到最后这个大目标。
So to receive this big target, we need to have smaller ones set up.
那不管我们过去一年，那么我们属灵生命有什么小目标？
It doesn't matter what little targets we have in the last year.
不管你达到没达到，
whether you have reached or not.
让我们新的一年来更新我们的这些目标。
So in the new year, we should renew our target.
那么你过去一年读过一遍圣经没有？我知道。
So have we lived a holy life?
那么如果没有的话呢，你可以加入我们教会的读经计划，和弟兄姐妹们一起一年可以读一遍圣经。
So maybe you want to join our Bible reading plan for the church.
或者呢，你可以自己制定一个计划，每天能够按规律的读圣经。
Or you can have your own plan for your devotion.
那么如果你读了一遍圣经，那么你今年可以再读一遍。
If you read the Bible once, you can read it twice.
你会更认识神，你会更明白神的恩。
You will know more about God's grace.
那么过去一年，你们夫妻经常有没有一起的祷告？
So did you and your spouse pray regularly last year?
那么如果没有呢，在新的一年，那么制定一个一起祷告的计划。
So maybe in this new year, you can have a prayer plan.
那我们过去一年有没有传过福音？
So have we spread the gospel last year?
那么如果没有，我们可以在新的一年突破一个零的记录。
If not, maybe you can break your record.
那么至少我们可以给一个人传福音。
At least we can spread the gospel to one person.
把这个成为我们一年的一个目标。
So become our purpose.
如果你过去一年传过福音，那么今年你可以总结经验，传福音给更多的人。
So if you have, spread the gospel. Maybe this year you can do more.
其实更新我们的目标不只是说做一些什么。
So to renew our target is not to do anything.
其实我们也包括一些我们停止做一些过去不讨神喜悦的事情。
It also by not doing the things which do not please God.
也许我们有一些是我们自己有一些神不讨不喜悦的事，我们自己不知道。
Maybe there are things you did.That you do not know that displeases God.
也许你身边的人会告诉你。
Maybe your people around you will tell you.
你的丈夫或你的妻子。
Your husband or your wife.
其实他如果他告诉你一些不好的习惯，让你停下来，我们就要感恩，来停止做这些不讨神喜悦的事情。
So that if you have some bad habits, you may want to stop doing it.
我们过去新的一年，我们可能有时候有迟到的习惯。
Maybe we.Usually come late in the last year.
我们新的一年可以设定一个目标，我尽量的不迟到。
So we can set up a new standard not to be late.
过去一年我可能花了很多时间在网络上或者在游戏上。
Maybe I spend a lot of time playing electronic games.
那么新的一年，求神给我们恩典，让我们能够拿出更多时间来，能够与主亲近。
So in this new year, we spend more time to draw near to God.
那我们还可以想出很多的这些新的一些目标来。
I can think of many more targets.
其实不管什么目标，我们需要立定我们的心志。
So it doesn't matter what, we need to set up our mind.
来求主帮助我们排除各样的障碍。
Ask the Lord help us remove all the hindrances.
来真正的完成这些目标。
So we can accomplish our target.
那我们2019年已经过去了。
So 2019 is gone.
那么感谢神带领我们过去这一年的旅程。
We thank our Lord for leading our last year's journey.
带领我们进入新的一年。
Lead us into the new.
那么新的一年呢，让神的话语真正成为我们脚前的灯，成为我们路上的光。
So in this new year, God's word shall be the lamp to our path and the light to our foot.
帮助我们透过更新我们的内心来更新我们的言语。
Through the renewal of our heart, we can renew our words.
也更新我们的行事为人的标准。
And can also renew the standard of our deeds.
也更新我们每日属灵生活的标准。
It also renew the standard of our devotion.
那么真正的活出荣耀神、以神为乐的一个生命来。
So that we can live out a life that will glorify God and have joy in God.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come before you.
感谢你透过你的话语，你常常的教导我们。
Thank you through your words you teach us.
来引导我们走人生的道路。
Lead us to the path of our life.
天父，在新的一年，求你继续的引导我们。
May you continue to lead us in this new year.
来让我们的心意更新。
So that we can renew our mind.
来让我们的言语更新。
So that we can renew our words.
也让我们的目标更新。
So we can renew our purpose.
让我们活出主，让我们活出的样式。
So that we may live out the way you want us to.
能够在主面前，在人面前，能够有美好的见证。
So that we can give a good testimony before you and before men.
能够透过我们每日的生活，能够真作为主你福音的管道。
So through our life, we can be a channel of.
主把更多的人能够带到你的面前。
So that can bring more people into your presence.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.